2 p.m. in the Southland on a Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason in Ireland. On Live Imaging Tuesdays, we play Yacht Rock, but it's really special today on a Mandy's Ticket Tuesday or whatever you said.
It's Mandy's Tuesday.
Because you've got to. That's actually not bad.
Yeah.
I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, because if you write down all the Yacht Rock songs we play today, and we've already played three of them, so if you don't have them, go ask a friend. You can win tickets, tier one tickets, top-notch tickets to Mandy's at the end of the show. This is Chuck Mangione.
Chuck Mangione.
Isn't it Chuck Mangione?
It's Mangione.
Whatever, Mangione.
Mangione.
I liked him in King of the Hill, remember? Doesn't matter. Yeah. Anyway, what's the title on this one? This is like deep Chuck Mangione.
It feels so good, isn't it?
No, that's the hit. Yeah. What's this called, Jorge?
It's the Cannonball Run theme.
The Cannonball Run theme. Okay.
The Cannonball Run theme. Was that that old movie that Burt Reynolds did?
Very funny. I love that movie.
Wasn't it Burt Reynolds?
Yeah, I had a whole bunch of comedians.
Like Dom DeLuise.
1978, 1977.
Brief cameo from Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Wow, this is good Cannonball Run theme.
Roger Moore.
Yeah. No, we know a lot about Cannonball.
I've never seen it.
Tony Randall.
Oh, Chris, you'd like Cannonball it. Run.
The great Tony Randall.
70s, but you would like it.
Oh, yeah. I'm a 70s kind of guy.
Yeah. So, again, just to be clear, because there's Mandy's two tickets up for grabs. The name of the song?
Cannonball Run Theme by Chuck Mangione.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Carlo B. asks, wow, Mason and Ireland didn't mention White Lotus at all during this TV talk segment. White Lotus wasn't a comedy, was it?
No, it goes down as a drama.
Okay. So that's why we didn't mention it.
Did you see White Lotus?
Comedies.
For some reason, Jorge finds it funny when I ask people if they like White Lotus. Did you see White Lotus,
No, because for a month, all you did was ask people.
Exactly.
White Lotus.
It's so good. You haven't seen it yet?
No.
Boss Amanda, did you watch White Lotus?
I watched part of the first season.
What's it about?
It didn't sell her.
I'm not going to tell you what it's about.
Well, maybe I can watch
Most people know. You should watch it.
Well, what's it about?
It's about fancy people going to a resort and
And then strange
each other.
Things happen at the resort, Jorge.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Somebody dies at the beginning, then you got to figure out who died.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very
How many
good.
Episodes? How many seasons?
Two, I think.
Two seasons, like 10.
Okay. Just look it up.
Do you have to have watched the first season to watch the second
no,
season?
No, that's a good question.
Okay.
You do not.
But it would help a little bit.
Okay.
But so they could ask questions, but I
can't. So are there different characters?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, totally the only character totally the same is Jennifer Coolidge.
Okay.
She carries over to the one.
Is she the one that travels to the different resorts?
Yes.
Okay, got
it. So funny.
Got it.
I love her.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's very weird.
Loved her in American Pie. Still love her.
Oh, she's great. She's great. All right, so Ireland, you're in Memphis. I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
So Ja Morant is, now you think Ja Morant, you've been talking to people
It would be surprising at this point if he played, but I'm not ruling it out. He practiced today. It's his right hand is the problem, and he's right-handed. So it's his shooting hand. And Tyus Jones is really good. So I think they're going to play Tyus Jones. But I wouldn't be shocked if Ja played tomorrow night, but I'd be a little surprised.
Okay, 2 o'clock call of the day. John, pick a number 1 to 7.
7.
Line 7 is Robin in Santa Ana. You are the 2 o'clock call of the day. Do not ask how we're doing.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Robin. What's going on?
Hey, I've been trying to get through since you guys, I don't know, a week ago or so, you're talking about the steroids and using steroids and like WWE for entertainment and then steroids and sports for getting back to be able to play quicker.
Yes,
now,
right.
What about if a singer had issues and they were lip syncing in a concert? Would you guys feel cheated in that?
That's a great
that
question.
That is a good question. Most singers, by the way, sing to a backing track. I noticed that with whoever was on Saturday Night Live this week, that she was singing to a backing track. But if they're completely lip syncing, if they're doing the fully Milli Vanilli, then I think I do have a problem with it. Then I think you're being ripped
even. Well,
off.
See the but Mace. The reason Milli Vanilli was bad was they were lip syncing to someone else's voice.
They didn't even.
What if you're lip syncing to your own voice?
It's a good question. Here's the thing: if it's a big dance show, like for example, Yamava is one of our big sponsors. Janet Jackson is going to play out there. She's doing a big concert. She does a lot of dancing. If you lip sync because you're dancing and you'll be out of breath otherwise and you still want to put on a good dancing part of the show, then I guess I understand why lip syncing would be necessary.
What's the difference if a ball player is underperforming because he's hurt? Now he's got steroids.
Because
he's got to be able to sing and dance.
Yeah, but here's the difference. In sports, and by the way, I tend to side with you on this. I think that people overreact to steroids, but here's the difference. Sports is a competitive product.
Bingo.
It is a competition. You're altering the competition. The level of fairness is gone once one guy's using steroids and the other guy isn't. Now, if you just want to do sports as entertainment, like wrestling, then you're fine. Wrestling, I'm sure half those guys are roided up.
I would think all of them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but sports,
but Janet
if,
is
you,
not,
if, Janet's if you just want to be entertained, then yeah, go ahead and allow it.
Yeah, Janet's not going to do a sing-off at Yamava, right? She's not competing with anybody. To me, it's the competition and the competitive advantage that is the issue.
So if you're going
to
keep it on the up and up.
I wanted to touch on one last thing.
Yeah.
I still think SoFi is overrated.
Overrated. Yeah, I can't tell you how many people have come out of the woodwork to support my position on this, that for $5 billion, SoFi should have better food, better parking, and better in-and-out opportunities for patrons.
I cannot tell you how many people have reacted with me that is the most ridiculous take of the year.
All right, Bergman, put up a poll. Is SoFi Stadium overrated or underrated?
Do it on the ESPN LA right? Don't do it on mine or John's. Do it on
ESPN. Oh, yeah,
ESPN
we don't want Demoff to see it on yours. Don't worry about it.
You want him to see it on ours.
We got to protect you.
And, Greg, don't shade it.
In Los Angeles
don't shade it either way. If you just write this. If you had to pick one, would you say SoFi Stadium is overrated or underrated? That's it. That's the sentence.
How quickly is Mason writing that email right now to Kevin?
It wasn't me, Kevin.
Kevin, I was not involved. It
Will
wasn't
you say
me.
Kevin,
please don't take away my season ticket discount.
He forced me into it.
And my private parking so I don't have to park with the
Kevin,
peasants.
Kevin, I want to be on the screen.
On the home of the Rams, 710 ESPN.
I want to be on the screen, Kev.
I do want to be on the screen. Hey, Robin, thank you for calling, man. You're a very good call for 2 o'clock call of the day.
Yeah, he was good.
He was good.
Would you rack him? Rack him.
Rack him.
Does Jim still do that?
Yeah.
Do guys still get racked?
I think so. Been a while since I listened, but yeah, we love Jim.
Yeah. I get wrecked.
Well, Sedano wrecked you yesterday.
He did not.
Worked you over like a rag doll.
I don't even know what this means.
Worked you over like a rag doll.
Don't even know what this means.
You were in the corner.
We had fun.
Well, Sedano, you can drive the show. I don't have anything for you.
It's ridiculous.
Mates, this thing is very interesting.
Okay.
The first tweet I get is from JR.
Yep.
SoFi Stadium is absolutely the greatest stadium on earth. Screw you haters. The second tweet I get from Bill Russ, overrated. So it's like you're either one or the other. Very few people don't have an opinion on
it. I just got a text from Ed Hart, our friend Ed Hart. Underrated, it's where Disneyland meets Vegas meets the NFL.
If you have 7 hours to get out of the parking lot.
And the food is just not good.
Yeah, I mean,
and you know what? You season ticket holders might get good food, but I'll tell you in like the regular people section.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shocked at how bad the food was.
Very limited options. I walked around the whole stadium.
I did too, Amanda. I said, well, there's nothing around here that's good, but I don't mind missing some of the game. I'm going to walk around and look for something.
How many places could you find chicken fingers?
Let's get Kevin on the show.
One.
Let's get Kevin on the show to react to
this. You're best friends with him. Call Kev.
FaceTime him.
I'm going to call Kev. Oh, I'm not going to FaceTime. I'm not going to do that trick. I'm not going to do the FaceTime.
Do you think Kevin saw the video of you in your underwear running around the station?
I hope not.
Do you think he'll like you more?
Well,
it
wouldn't be anything he hasn't seen before. We did that one Zoom with Demoff.
Oh,
and you were in your underwear.
Bed. Yeah, I did do it
If he said he would put you on the video screen, but you had to get the horn tattoo on the other bicep or
so I'd get a horn tattoo.
Oh, he
on
would
the
do
pec.
It.
Would you do
Mason
it?
Mason would do it.
I would do it. I think it's a cool logo.
To be on the screen.
Yeah,
that's
to
all,
be on the screen.
That's all you'd get out
Absolutely.
Of it.
I'd be on the screen with my name.
Calling Demoff now.
Yeah, calling Demoff now. Kev.
No, you don't need that tattoo.
By the way, Kev's wife listens every day. She's the one that's going to be upset about
What's
this.
Kev's name? What Kev's
hello,
wife's
Kev.
Name?
Well, no, she should be upset
Gloria.
Because these are all
Gloria?
Fixable problems.
Gloria?
I don't know.
Gloria, how you doing, hon?
Gloria.
Yeah,
Gloria
you made Demoff. That up?
Gloria,
yeah.
Can we get some of those
totally
VIP shrimp for the table upstairs?
Exactly. All right, that's that.
You're going to lose your season tickets after this segment, homeboy.
Not if I
No more shrimp for you.
You just lost Man of the People.
Pepe Mantilla.
Yes.
Overrated.
Pepe went overrated.
The great Pepe.
Yes,
yeah.
Bravo. Tio Pepe.
Pepe, I trust you, man.
I think I'm going to ask Tio Pepe to be one of our co-hosts for the Mandy's with Key and I up there.
What do you think? He'll do it.
Yeah.
Pepe will do it.
Coming up next, John, I want to ask you about something that's very overrated. Very overrated.
Something other than SoFi
Stadium? Other than
SoFi
Stadium,
oh,
yes.
My God.
What are you throwing your hands up for?
I said something about Tio Pepe, and you didn't even respond to me.
Uncle Pepe, I know.
But him helping host the Mandy's.
Oh, is he going to help?
That's what I said!
Oh, okay.
Wait, were you just tuned out to that entire segment?
You know, Ireland, if you were sitting here, you would have to tune out Ireland. You would have to tune out Morales part of the time also.
Not again, Mason.
Yeah, not again, Mace. All right, yeah, something that's really overrated. Coming up next, Mason in Ireland. Hey, don't forget, it's Mandy's 2-day. Tickets are on sale right now, ESPNLA.com. Go there. There are still a couple of tickets left. And if you can keep track, by the way, of all the Yacht Rock songs today, you can win a pair of tickets to be in Tier 1. So stay tuned. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pot committed.
A live imaging Tuesday.
Yeah.
On Mason in Ireland. If you are writing down title and artist,
yes,
of our Yacht Rock samplings today, so you could win those Tier 1 Mandy Awards tickets, this is whenever I call you friend, the great Kenny Loggins, the hero of Yacht Rock, and Stevie Nicks.
The patron saint of Yacht Rock,
apparently. Mandy 2. What'd you say? It's a Mandy Tuesday?
It's Mandy 2-day.
70 tickets are remaining for purchase at ESPNLA.com. We sold 930 right now. So go to ESPNLA.com, kick the buy button, get in there. It's the Tier 2 section, the big green section. We got some singles in there, too.
Yeah.
Buy those singles up, because
Sure. You're
going to meet new friends.
You'll meet somebody.
You may even be able to spend
You might hook up.
Yeah.
It's a good pickup joint.
You never know.
Yeah.
And if you meet a good fellow or a good lady.
Take her to Denny's.
You want to come to the after party? Want to come to the after party in Cappy's room?
I was not invited to the after party last year.
Well, you got to have certain things to enter.
That's because you gave away your hotel room to your mom.
Right, but
You didn't stay. It was for the people who stayed.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Did my mom and not stepdad Leo go?
I would have had them at the after party.
They'd tie one on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they party. Party, party, oh, party.
Party, party, oh, party.
By the way, the early results on the poll, thoughts on SoFi Stadium, the choices are overrated, underrated, and properly rated. John, any idea? This is on the
ESPN.
Well,
who put in properly rated? Nah. That's what everyone's going to pick.
That's a gutless decision, whoever did that.
Whoever did that screwed up the poll.
DeAndre, what are you doing in there?
DeAndre, they were homies.
DeAndre, take properly rated out.
We're trying to do a bit back here.
50% is properly rated. 14% is underrated.
DeAndre is no longer allowed to do the poll.
DeAndre, you're gutless.
DeAndre. Well, you got to have, it's not necessarily overrated or underrated. You
yes,
have
it
to
is.
Have
That's
a
That's what we're debating.
Some people, it is what it is.
Hey,
like,
this
I
is our
this.
Question. We
our
can
poll.
Make it what we want it to be.
Fine. Do it.
Don't mess
overrated
with our
or underrated?
Don't mess with our poll.
Yeah, don't mess with our poll.
DeAndre, fix it. Just fix it.
Do it again.
Yeah,
by the way,
I would,
like,
live,
to, I would like to say that I just saw Stevie Nicks at SoFi a month ago.
How was she?
She was great, but... The
you went hungry, didn't you?
Yes. Even after, so it was Stevie Nicks, and there was intermission, and then Billy Joel. They had no pretzels.
Oh,
they ran
nice
out of pretzels.
Show.
How do you
How do you run out of pretzels?
I don't. They run out of everything. I can't speak to the food issues at SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, that's my problem. Like, the stadium itself
is beautiful.
Correct. Amazing, wonderful. Yeah. Like, you see it and you're like, ah. Oh,
but
you
food
know?
Is totally fixable.
But the food, it is fixable. And I feel like the parking could be fixable, too. They just need to work on those traffic patterns.
You put 70,000 people in
one place. You also need people that care about directing traffic instead of traffic, like the people that are out there in the parking lot, like not giving a you-know-what and just kind of letting people go
Disneyland
rogue.
Disneyland has no issues with the parking.
Who doesn't?
Disneyland.
Come on. Well, I mean,
if Disneyland can figure it out, so can SoFi.
People leave at different times for Disneyland.
Yeah, they built in the
They leave at different times for SoFi
stadium,
because
exactly.
They don't want to wait till the end to get out of that lot.
Hey, let me ask you a question about Stevie Nicks. Still spinning around?
Oh yeah.
That's her thing, right?
Yeah, she like changed capes. No, she like all she did her wardrobe changes were cape changes. And she spun in circles. That's her only dance move is spinning in circles.
You think I could pull off a cape?
Yes. And tights?
I'm shocked you haven't already.
For the Mandy Awards.
Oh, that's a good idea.
John.
Oh, I'm bringing yes. I am going full cape for the Mandy's.
See, I don't,
that's
we're all talking
idea.
About what we're going to. Last year, we all went all out on what we were wearing.
So, Ireland's going to go with Eyes Wide Shut apparel.
Yes.
Nice. I'm going to go custom made from Amazon, my designer.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. I mean, my stuff's custom made.
You know, the dress code is semi formal, so.
Well, didn't I not come off
dressed to impress
last year?
Yes,
yeah,
you looked good. Yeah, I liked your jacket last year.
A lot of people on the YouTube today.
But you know what, Mace? You can't go to the same thing. You can't go back to the same old thing. You
can't
gotta
go
come
back
with,
to sparkly
jacket.
It's
like jacket. The Met Gala. You got to come up with something big every time
something
you go.
Fresh.
Get a golden one.
No.
We're not going to do sparkly jacket this year.
Hey, are we going to wear our bling that day or no?
Yeah, we should wear our bling, our ice.
So
I
you
was
have
thinking
one.
About that.
You have one, CMM. Are
I
you
was
wear
thinking
it?
About that. Last night when I hung up the phone with Sedano and we were just trashing you.
Remember how I gave
and
you
I
one
went,
of those?
I saw it on my desk in my office and I went, I kind of feel bad for the things I just said, but I got over it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine that Sedano had anything negative to say about his experience yesterday.
We'll see in Supercross.
Oh, we will find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah. Hey, since Amanda and Chris are here, hang around for a second because I want to play something for you guys. I had over the weekend, I stumbled into something that I had Funchess put in the system so you guys couldn't hear it.
Okay.
This is somebody very famous.
Okay.
All right, not very famous, but famous enough. You guys all know who it is.
Okay.
Who has a cold, and he thinks his voice sounds really sexy with a cold, and so he's trying to monetize his cold voice by reading, like, adult novels. All right, so I'm gonna play.
A very weird setup, but I have not heard it.
When you hear it, and then I'll ask you guys a question afterwards. First of all, when we play it, I want to see if any of you guys can tell me who this is. Go ahead and hit it, Jorge.
Jorge, do you have it?
Oh, he's busy editing the podcast for those listeners that like to complain that it doesn't get up.
Oh, here it is. That it? Okay, here we go.
I have this cold. I'm not uncomfortable about anything. Well, this cold has literally changed my personality.
Give us a little sample of the sex book.
I didn't think you'd be here, she said. I thought I'd never see you again. I made it clear. I'm here because I saw in your eyes you want me to be here.
All right. Do any of you have any idea who that is?
I will say Neil Everett from SportsCenter.
Good guess. Morales, you got a guess?
I don't have a guess at the moment. I apologize.
Right, play it, Jorge, play it one more time.
Yeah.
Play it one more time.
When I have this cold, I'm not uncomfortable about anything. Well, this cold has literally changed my personality.
Give us a little sample of the sex book.
I didn't think you'd be here, she said. I thought I'd never see you again. I made it clear. I'm here because I saw in your eyes you want me to be here.
All right, Amanda, any ideas who that is?
No idea.
Well, it's somebody, I think I picked up that Bill Simmons is there. So it's somebody on the Bill Simmons podcast. Am I on the right track? No?
No. Incorrect. Jorge, you got a guess? Or Greg?
No, I don't.
I'm just going to throw a name out there that's very wrong. William H. Macy.
No.
Is it somebody in sports?
No.
Did you say someone in sports?
No. I'm asking, is it someone in sports?
No.
Is it Chris Pratt?
It's Conan O'Brien.
Whoa.
That's Conan O'Brien?
Yeah, play it again.
When I have this cold, I'm not uncomfortable about
it. Oh, now you can kind of tell a little bit.
This cold has literally changed my personality.
Give us a little sample of the sex book.
I didn't think you'd be here, she said. I thought I'd never see you again. I made it clear. I'm here because I saw in your eyes you want me to be here.
All right, mates, the question is, can you do a sexy voice?
As a matter of fact, I can.
Oh, yeah, that's already turning me on. Let's go.
Let's hear it.
Come on.
That was it.
That was it.
That was it? All right, here's mine. You know what looked good on you? Me.
That's scary. That voice is scary.
Honestly, Amanda, creepy. Can you do a sexy
like
voice?
No, absolutely not.
Bergman, try a sexy voice.
Oh, he's got the deep voice, so.
Hey, baby. How's it going? How you doing?
Little Elvis.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? What's going on over there?
That's Jorge, good, let's hear it.
Coming over here.
Oh, here he goes. Oye, ¿qué te parece si vamos a tomar algo por allá?
Oh, yeah, see, yeah. There you
vamos
go.
Vamos a tomar una bebida, un traguito. Terminamos en el hotel.
Yeah, you do it in Spanish. It does work. Morales, exactly. What do you got?
You guys hear it every day. Shit on him. That's my sexy voice.
That's very sexy.
Turns him on, my friend.
Jorge's the winner in Espanol.
Yeah, gracias. Yeah.
Jorge got it the best.
Yeah. I want to recount.
Okay, here's the results of the poll so far.
Is this the fraud
did DeAndre
poll?
Fix it?
Yeah, now it's just overrated or underrated.
Okay, good.
Te invito a comer al Denny's.
We're going to Denny's. The results of the poll so far, 65% overrated. I'm sorry, 54% overrated, 45% underrated.
Yeah, it is very down the middle.
Yeah.
And since everybody who, like, I think it's overrated, so everybody that thinks it's overrated reaches out to me, and Mason thinks it's underrated, so everybody that thinks it's underrated reaches out to him.
Especially Kev.
Well, Kevin has to say it's underrated because it's, you know, his owner owns it.
No, properly rated is actually a choice. It's spectacular, and it's spectacular. Does that not make sense?
It doesn't.
Does that make sense? It was made to be spectacular, and it's spectacular, which means it's properly rated.
Just bring your own food.
If you come to SoFi, debes espectacular. Sweet.
Es espectacular.
Debes espectacular. In the back room of my suite. I can't even do it with this.
Look at Mason. What face is that?
Comida es terrible.
Did I get that right?
Yeah. But it sounded
odd. You know when you could use that voice?
Yeah.
We got a lot of announcements today, but I want to tell everyone about Cinco de Mayo.
We're
doing on Cinco de Mayo. Going to be a party in North Orange County. The new Salitas, right there in Anaheim, right in front of Angel Stadium. Used to be the old Hooters restaurant. Our competition, Steve Hartman, your buddy, used to do a lot of remotes over there at that Hooters
Screw
in Anaheim.
Steve Hartman.
Off the 57 and Catella Avenue. We're going to be there, though, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Cinco de Mayo. Get ready to press the flesh with everybody from the 710 crew. Located at Catella Avenue, right near Angel Stadium. We're going to have Angels tickets.
Yes.
We're going to have a special pair of Mandy's tickets to give away that day. Gift cards and more.
Nice.
So come on out. Cinco de Mayo. Put that on your calendar.
We're all
right
going to be there, right?
That's the 5th of May.
Yes,
Cinco de Mayo.
My mom one time. My brother's birthday is May.
Which the brother? 5th. The one you don't like?
I like both of my brothers. They were both, in fact, at the pickleball tournament.
By the way, Ireland yesterday. Mason was scrambling so much from the Sedona warfare on him that he FaceTimed his brother on the air.
And Sedano FaceTimed Zach Wilson?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson, the quarterback of the Jets?
Zach Harper, yeah. Zach Lowe? It was a Zach.
He had you on the ropes all day.
I don't think there was any competition going on the ropes. The hell you're talking about? You're gutless. All right, coming up next, Nick Cannon has many children. Many, many, many kids.
He has 12.
And he can name a lot of them. We will play a little clip for you next. Nick Cannon with all of his kids. Hey, if you were recently injured in an accident and you haven't called my friend Jacob, what are you waiting for? Not taking action may cost you money. What does that mean? Let me say it this way. You're injured in a car accident a few months ago. You thought the pain in your back would go away, so you never went to see a doctor. But now, a few months later, it's getting worse every week. See? Problem is, because it's been a few months since the accident, it is much more difficult to prove that your back pain was caused by the accident. Therefore, probably got to pay for it yourself. Do not put yourself in this situation. If you're injured in an accident, call Jacob immediately. He will get you to the doctor with no money out of pocket so you can physically recover quickly and not have to pay for it yourself. Remember, a lot of attorneys say they'll fight for you. Call Jacob. He'll win for you. 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. 844-24-JACOB. Or remember,
accident or injury, call Jacob and Ronnie. Call Jacob.
Hey, and by the way, make sure you're following Call Jacob on Instagram. Go to call.jacob for great advice and prizes and all kinds of stuff. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
How about just do your show, Mace?
I am doing my show. What are you talking about?
We'll do it live! My ex used to play this when it was a tough night.
Which, this or Bill O'Reilly?
We'll do it live! Probably both.
Yeah.
The most recent ex. It was a tough night. Cool night. The great Paul Davis, if you're keeping track, on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland, where we play Yacht Rock. And today, if you write down all the Yacht Rock songs we play, you can win Tier 1, the best tickets available, for Mandy's 2 on Saturday, June 10th at the Commerce Casino. If you don't want to write down all the Yacht Rock songs, you can still buy some Tier 2 tickets. They are for sale right now, ESPNLA.com. They're $25. Be there. You're not going to want to miss the show. How many times do you think we're going to talk about it over the next year? All those gutless listeners that say, oh my God, all they talk about are the Mandy's. What are we going to do? But yet you keep listening.
Yes.
Why don't you be part of it?
Yes.
Why don't you show your face, you Reddit users? Come up and introduce yourself.
Yeah. I'm not sure we want the Reddit crowd there.
Penis, and say, penis hey, thumbs. I'm penis thumbs.
Yeah, penis
yeah,
thumbs.
We don't, and I don't penis like you, Morales.
Yeah, someone suggested that people on their name tag should use their Twitter handles.
I don't mind that.
Because so many of them we know by their Twitter handles and not their real names.
That's a very good idea.
Yeah.
Very good idea. I don't understand.
We'll make Kaplan run a wear a name tag too.
Yeah.
I am Scott Kaplan.
Yeah. I don't understand why we haven't sold out yet. There are still tickets left.
Keep pushing.
And there's a little there was a technology issue earlier. So we're trying to figure that all out. But it's a little confusing when you get into the little the Ticketmaster store area. The tier, just because tier two says, or tier one says sold out, tier two is still available.
Okay, so go to tier two.
We're using new technology this year, which is better for the voting. But
sure.
We haven't even mentioned the voting aspect today.
Oh, yeah, you just got to start voting. Vote for Jorge.
Yeah,
hey, guys, vote for Jorge.
Vote for Bergman.
Again.
Vote for Travis and Sliwa.
So go to ESPNLA.com. And, you know, vote for Ireland for most knowledgeable host. He wants to defend the title.
Yeah, you won that last year. Where do you keep that?
Ireland, I'm not in the mood this year for you to do the negative Mandy stuff.
I just think that you, Chris, I don't even know if you look at the votes. I think you just sit in your lab and award trophies randomly.
Again.
And then we're going to do this bit again?
This is the cook the vote thing?
I can't cook the vote. You have to register to vote. And you guys won last year.
Yeah, we did. I don't know what we're complaining about. We were show of the year. That's the only one that matters.
Yeah, I'm not complaining at all.
Don't be gutless there, Ireland. Don't be gutless. You know I love
you.
Well,
you're going to call us gutless if we are or if we aren't.
No, I was gutless before I even said a word to Morales.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
But I love John. Like, deep down, I do love John.
I know. You love John. You love Shadano.
Yeah.
And then
as much as you love Shadano.
Yeah.
Hey, for those of you, for the listeners that are newer to the station that maybe don't know about the Mandy's, maybe we could do a better job of explaining to those that weren't
around. It's a giant party where all the shows are there. Everyone's drunk. Which is a good thing.
Everybody dresses funny.
And you, the listeners, get to hang out with all of us.
Yeah. Right. And it's just a giant party. Chris actually, we give Chris a hard time, but Chris actually puts on a spectacular show.
Jorge, Chris and Keyshawn.
And Jorge gets a lot of credit, too, because he's kind of the man behind the magic of putting it all together. And it is very, very fun. It exceeded all expectations last year. And I think now my philosophy here is, now that we've done it for a year, we know what works. We know what doesn't work. So Mandy's 2 will be bigger and better than Mandy's 1.
So, Jorge, do you have any technological – can you tell us anything that you're working on?
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
No. Not really.
But
I will tell you this. We secured a voice for inside the room to do the introductions and all that stuff.
We need to do that recording session soon, so we need to talk about that.
It is Oscar nominee, multi-Emmy nominee, two-time Tony nominee, Bryan Cranston in the room.
Incredible.
Bryan is going to have the EGOT one day.
He will. He absolutely will. He's on his way. By the way, did you hear that Dos Hombres is now the sponsor of What's Up, Fool?
No way. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, love it. Love it.
I had a nice mezcal, a nice smoky mezcal, a Dos Hombres this weekend. Smoky, John, that's the word, smoky.
Good to know.
So, okay, you pulled this. This is from the Howard Stern Show, right?
Yeah, so Nick Cannon, as many people know, believes that he wants to have as many kids as the world will let him have.
Yes.
He believes that having kids is a good thing. He wants a lot of kids. He's currently has 12.
Yep.
Howard Stern and Nick Cannon are friends because they work together on America's Got Talent.
Oh, that's right. He was the host and Stern was a judge, right?
Right. So Cannon came in to Stern's radio show, and Stern challenged him to give him the names of all of his kids. He couldn't name all of them, but just listen to the names that Nick comes up. I'm very jealous that my parents weren't as creative as Nick Cannon is on kid names. Here's how it went.
And you know their names, everyone's name?
I can name all, of course. Can you name all your kids?
I'm going to test you. Hold on.
Moroccan and Monroe, which we call Rock and Roe. Golden, Powerful, and then Zion, Zillion, Zen.
That's
and
correct.
And then from there, there's Legendary.
Keep going.
Then there's
Legendary Love. Rise.
Legendary yes. Love. Then there's Rise.
You left out Onyx Ice Cold.
Oh, no. You know what? I did. I knew you didn't know them all.
So he couldn't name all 12 of his kids, mm-hmm. which if you have 12 kids, that's probably forgivable.
It's probably tricky.
How great are those names?
Terrible.
What are you talking about? They're
terrible
great.
Terrible names.
I'm changing my name to Onyx.
I would not want to be named Zillion. I would not want to be named Zion. I would not want to be named Morocco.
Zen Ireland.
I would
Zen
not,
Mason.
None of these names. I think he's saddling his kids with impossible names.
Play it again.
Names.
I would take 11 of these 12 names over John. Play it again.
And you know their names? Everyone's name?
I can name all, of course. Can you name all your kids?
I'm going to test you. Moroccan
and Monroe, which we call Rock and Roe.
Rock and Roe.
Golden, Powerful. And then Zion, Zillion, Zen.
That's correct.
And then from there, there's Legendary.
Keep going.
There's
Legendary Love. Rise.
Legendary Love. Then there's Rise.
You left out Onyx Ice Cold.
You know what? I did.
I knew you didn't know them all.
Who wants Amen as a name?
Hey, Mace. Legendary Mace.
No.
Change your name from Steve to Legendary.
Now, I do hate the name Steve.
Well, Steve and John are very boring names.
Yeah, Mason and Ireland are the name. Like, I call you Ireland, you call me Mace. That's the way it's going. I actually have talked to Bergman about don't call me Steve.
The other day, he called me and he said, hey, I don't like it when you call me Steve.
I hate when you call me Steve.
Just call me Mace.
Mace or Mason. I'd like to get rid of Steve. I'd like to change my name.
Change it to Zillion.
I'm not changing it to Zillion.
Onyx Mason.
Amen Mason.
Legendary Mason.
No, none of the above. And how many kids is the cutoff? Like, is there a point where it's like
it sounds like Nick does not believe in a cutoff. Nick is going for as many as he can produce.
Oh, we've got an update, by the way.
Okay, what is it?
On our poll.
Yeah.
Regarding whether SoFi is overrated or underrated.
Yeah.
Surprisingly close.
Nah. No, I thought it would be. I think it's going to be 50-50.
It is
by the end of the show.
53% overrated, 46% underrated.
But if you spend $5 billion, shouldn't it be 90% underrated?
No, you're asking for it to be overrated.
I'm asking if it is overrated or underrated.
It's the home of the Super Bowl. It's the home of the World Cup. It's the home of the Olympics.
Well, they might not get the World Cup.
They're going to get the semis.
They might not get those.
Yeah, they're getting the semifinal.
They don't have enough seats.
No, they're getting the semifinal, and then the final is going to be at Dallas.
Or Arlington.
Dallas, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're getting the semi.
Well, the thing about it is all of the things that are wrong with SoFi Stadium can be fixed. It's mostly stuff about traffic flow and food and, you know, that type of thing. And I think they should fix it.
They have no chance to fix the traffic.
Yeah, they can do.
No.
Right now, you aren't even allowed to go north and south.
Wait a minute.
You just go east and west.
Dodger Stadium's parking has sucked for 100 years, and they've never been able to fix it in any way
whatsoever.
Because
it's on top of a hill.
Correct. And SoFi's in the middle of a city. Literally in the middle of the city.
Yeah, but it's got major thoroughfare there.
And there are 70,000 people trying to get out at the same time.
Yeah, the Coliseum has no issues with that.
The Coliseum, you're parking in somebody's backyard. Are you kidding me? The parking is terrible
right
at the Coliseum.
Freeway.
The Coliseum has the worst parking in the world. I honestly don't even drive to the Coliseum. I take the train and then I take an Uber home. I mean, honestly, that you're paying $75 to park in somebody's front yard.
Yeah,
that's
but if
the
it's
way
a,
parking at
if
the Coliseum
it's a nice
works.
Yard and they offer you a beverage, it might be worth it.
Yeah.
by the way, Jay Moore says you should change your name to Sativa Mason.
Oh, I'm more of an indica guy. Indica
I
didn't, Mason.
I just
I would
so
make.
Yesterday when the show crapped out
Hybrid
for me
Mace.
and nothing worked, I went and saw Air. I didn't know Jay was in Air.
Yeah, yeah.
He plays like one of the heads of Adidas.
Yeah, I think Air is now. Did you like it?
Loved it.
Yeah, it's a,
cannot
I think it's
cannot
just
overstate how much I like.
How
it.
Great is Matt Damon? Seriously,
how great is everybody?
Yeah, but I think Matt Damon should. He's never won an Academy Award. I think he should win an Academy Award for this.
My favorite character.
Yeah,
Chris Messina as David Falk.
Oh my God! Do you think David Falk signed off on that?
No.
You think they just made him the most raging a-hole in the world?
Yeah. Well, but he was. He had that reputation anyway. So they just said, "Screw it, let's do it."
I love the Phil Knight character is great. And Jason Bateman's fantastic.
Yeah, they all are.
Yeah, it's a great, if you've not seen Air, it's done really well, by the way. And you know what's interesting? It was produced by Amazon for theaters.
Yeah, really good. If you haven't seen it, go.
Movie theaters
great.
Making a comeback.
It's great.
All right, coming up next for you is What's Up, Fool? Brought to you by Dos Hombres, Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland, quarter before 3 p.m. We'll get into What's Up, Fool in just a moment.
Yes.
It is a Live Imaging Tuesday, and we're playing Yacht Rock like we do when Ireland's here on a Tuesday. But here's why this is important today. You got to write these down so you can have your chance to win the best tickets for the Mandy's 2. Tier 1 tickets. We'll give them away at the end of the show. Only if you have title and artist of all the Yacht Rock songs we played. This is When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman. Dr. Hook.
There you go.
You know this one, John? You like this one?
I love this song.
Oh, I love Dr. Hook.
It's also very
doctor?
True what they say in this song.
It is true.
Yeah,
well,
what?
Listen, Bart. See, you're always insecure with a beautiful woman is what they're saying.
And then somebody hangs up when you answer the phone.
Exactly. And you know she's doing tawdry stuff behind your back.
Tawdry stuff. Is that what your girl's doing?
I got, well, now I just.
He has multiple.
Yeah,
you have multiple.
Around.
Multiple. No,
he has a roster.
Will you bring a plus one to the Mandy's?
I got a couple plus ones, but really, I just want to be left alone. Let me smoke a cigar, play golf, and watch Columbo.
Just leave me alone.
Yeah, let me watch Columbo.
Interesting Columbo note.
I love Columbo.
Okay.
Meanwhile.
Columbo's fantastic.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It is time for What's Up, Fool? With our new sponsor, thanks to Dos Hombres Mezcal. Dos Hombres Mezcal gives you the more, just the right more, for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more. Thank you, Dos Hombres.
I'm going in search of Dos Hombres tonight in Memphis.
Beautiful.
Smoky. It's a nice smoky mezcal.
What's up, Fool? Take it away, producer. Take it away, Corporate Greg.
Thanks a lot, Chris. All right, so Bills GM Brandon Bean announced today that DeMar Hamlin is completely clear for
what?
All football activities. Every single one. He is fully cleared. What he went through to be able to play football again is absolutely incredible. So happy for him. It's going to be an incredible moment when he steps on the field to play in a real game again. However, if this was you that essentially died twice and was being resuscitated for 9 minutes, would you get back out on the field and play?
I probably would not. I would take it as a sign that I was meant to do something else. But, you know, football is the only thing DeMar Hamlin's ever done. So I'm not going to criticize him.
No, this isn't about him. This is just what you two would do. I think it's amazing. What
it's amazing what he's going to do. Yeah,
yeah, I don't think I would. I think if I almost died on the field, I would say, okay, I would look for a higher purpose.
Yeah, I would also. I don't think I would go back out on the good. I mean, I'm rooting for him, and I think it's going to be great.
Everybody
and all that
is.
Stuff. But I would not go back out on the field if I'd been in that situation and had to be resuscitated.
Yeah, it's a crazy moment, but good for him, man.
Boss Amanda, what about you?
Heck no.
Yeah.
I mean, and as someone who has had her own share of heart issues. Absolutely not.
Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I just think it would, to me, every hit I'd be nervous that would be the last one. There's more to life than
a football game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jorge, you're the same?
Yeah, I'm the same way. I wouldn't play.
Yeah, but with all that being said, happy for DeMar
Hamlin.
Yeah,
I'm going to root for him.
He's made a choice. Good for him. I hope it all is fantastic.
Yeah, that moment when he actually steps out on the field for the first time in a real game is going to
and
be
And by the way, that hockey
so
guy
wild.
Who had the same thing happen came back and played. Who was that?
It was Chris Pronger.
Chris Pronger.
Yeah. Good Hall of Fame caliber player.
Same thing happened. He came back, went on to have a great career. So, you know, there's
really
no question
player.
That it's cool.
What's
up, won a Stanley Blue? Cup with the Ducks.
Yeah.
Sure did. All right, so there's this guy on my street, and every morning I walk my dog, and he's out there, and he's sprinkling the cat food from the night before that his cat hasn't eaten yet. And it's he does this.
Sprinkling
this
it where?
Sprinkling on the street. It's on
like
the
for,
street.
For like stray cats?
No, it's for the crows that hover around on the power lines. So the crows will come down and eat all this extra cat food off of the street. Do you have an issue with feeding crows on the street?
Well, here's what I don't like about it is it affects more than just him. You know, in other words, if he's doing it on the street, Greg, then the crows are going to be part of your life and your other neighbors' lives. And I think if he's going to do that, he should do it in his own backyard. That's my opinion.
And we're in apartments, so we don't really have backyards.
Yeah, I hate crows. I get a flock of crows, or I guess they call them a murder of crows. Isn't that weird? They call them a murder of crows.
That's accurate.
Murder of crows come in and sit in my backyard sometimes, in my tree in the backyard. I can't stand it. And, you know, this guy should take care of his business. I mean, you don't just leave cat food out of the
street. By the way, I have no idea if this works, but I know one of my neighbors tried it. Apparently, if you have problems with crows, you can buy a mechanical owl on Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And its head rotates and its eyes light up and it scares the crows
I own
away.
One. Doesn't work.
Doesn't work?
Murder okay, still comes in.
I figured it would be.
Fake owl still gets you a murder.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's really nice and he's very personable.
I would say something to him.
Why doesn't he keep, I don't understand, why doesn't he keep the leftover food to just feed his cat later?
Well, his cat doesn't like leftovers.
It's throw it in the garbage like a normal person or down the disposal.
Yeah, that affects other people. That's a bad move.
It's an outdoor cat, so it just comes and kind of gums and goes as it pleases. But yeah, every morning he's sprinkling this cat food, and I always want to be like, I don't think you should be doing that.
Well, are you going to confront him?
No, because I don't really care that
just
much.
Just stick some poison in there.
No.
Sorry, PETA. I'm kidding. I would never do that. No. I love all animals. It was
animals.
It was totally a joke. I would not even. I hate birds, but
that
I still would not
so
kill crows.
You.
That is very unlike Boss Amanda.
Amanda, we've corrupted you into a dark soul. That's ridiculous.
It's a joke.
We got it.
What's up, fool?
All right, guys. So I sent you a story about Marie Tamara, a 28-year-old who goes viral on TikTok as she documents her life as a tall woman.
Okay.
She's 6'2", and she says dating is almost impossible, so she's tired of being called a man. Would you date a taller person than you, a woman, Greg?
Hell yeah.
Me? Yeah, I don't really care.
Why not?
It doesn't matter how
I
tall
mean, I
am.
Bring
well,
on. Bring,
one,
let,
one
and by the way, this girl's
than
attractive.
Right.
I'm looking at her picture.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Hey, I'd date the whole WNBA All-Star team. What
too.
The hell? Let's go.
Let's do it. I'm with you,
so, isn't there one, isn't Zendaya a lot taller than the kid who plays Spider-Man?
Yeah, she's taller than her boyfriend.
Yeah, and I mean, that's okay. I mean, it's, what are they calling it, Short King Spring?
Exactly.
It's a big celebration of short people right now. So, I don't think, but I understand, and Boss Amanda, you know this firsthand. Women like to date a lot of women like to date a guy who is taller than them.
Yeah, that's me.
That's one of your criteria.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a long-term relationship with a guy who was the same height as me, and people always pointed that out.
Yeah,
and
really?
I hated it. Yeah, and I could never wear heels or anything. Like, I didn't like being taller than him. I don't think it's as much of an issue nowadays as it used to be. I see a lot of women with men that are shorter than them. In fact, I saw a very attractive couple yesterday.
Yeah, and she had a shorty.
He wasn't like a lot. Most of them you don't see. There's a big height difference,
right?
But he might just be like an inch or two shorter.
Yeah, 6'2" is tall. But Bergman, you don't have a problem with it, do you?
No, I don't have a problem with height. By the way, Zendaya is 5'10" and Tom Holland is 5'8". So
there
you go.
Bit. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind getting my tippy toes to give you a kiss. It's cool.
Right. Exactly.
There you go.
If it works, it works. I don't care what your height is.
Yeah.
Dame un besito.
What's up, fool?
Say that again, Jorge.
Dame un besito.
There you go. There's Jorge.
Give me a kiss.
Jorge's sexy voice.
Exactly.
All right, so the Shanghai Sharks, the Chinese Basketball League, have two former NBA players in Michael Beasley and Eric Bledsoe. Bledsoe was serving a suspension, and the Sharks were accused of giving up to lose a game to soften the amount of games he was missing in the playoffs. Then in the next game against the Jiangsu Dragons, the Dragons were leading 196 with 2 minutes left and committed five straight turnovers to lose 108-104. And pushing the Sharks to the next round. Both teams were fined and kicked out of the playoffs for fixing the games. The coaches were barred from coaching for 5 and 3 years apiece, and the GMs were also banned for a few years as well.
Okay.
Is this not the most Michael Beasley story of all time?
Well, it's interesting. Michael Beasley played very briefly for the Lakers.
Yes.
And I always liked him. And I read an article recently that Beasley really enjoyed playing for Kurt Rambis when Rambis was the coach in Minnesota. And so I asked Kurt about him, and Kurt always really liked him. I don't have anything against him. I know Michael Beasley has had some ups and downs in his career, but I always liked him. I always thought that he was, like, a really good offensive player, didn't play a ton of defense, but I always thought he was a good soul. I have nothing bad to say about Michael Beasley.
Except he fixed these games rather right. than the fact that he got busted for fixing basketball games in this Shanghai league.
If Beasley was the one fixing them, why did they punish all the coaches and GMs?
They were all in on it.
The two teams were in on it together. So they all got kicked out of the league.
Right. It was coaches, general managers, players. Right?
I don't know how you come back from that.
Yeah. So, I mean, sure, he's a nice guy, but he's fixing basketball games, so.
I
don't know if Michael Beasley or Eric Bledsoe had a career in the NBA ahead of him anyway. You know what I mean?
Well, no, I think they were just winding down, yeah. But fixing games, definitely not cool.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'd have to read more about it to see what their involvement was, but it seems like they threw the book at everybody. Did they all know?
Yeah, they were all in it.
Or did they just say they should have known?
No, yeah. They were all in on it.
The two teams were working together to make sure that Eric Bledsoe could have a smaller suspension, and then they would lose one game, and then they would win the next game. It was all worked out.
Yeah, very
scam.
Weird.
Scam, big scam.
It was a big very scam, weird. And they all got kicked out of the league for it.
Yeah.
It's wild. Wild, I tell you.
What's up, Foo?
All right, so the Hamburglar at McDonald's is back. The mascot has been gone since
I didn't even know he went away.
Yeah,
he's
the
been
Hamburglar.
Gone since 2015 and is now back to help promote updates to the burger with softer buns and more Big Mac sauce.
That's right. They've changed the burger combinations there.
Yep, sure have. So how do you feel about the Hamburglar and promoting theft to
it's
children?
It's awful. It's terrible. I don't know why you would promote a character whose job it is to steal stuff. Like, we've got enough going on that we don't need. I mean, I know it's a silly character and all that stuff, but his whole thing is stealing burgers from people. So I don't know why they would bring him back.
Well, it's because he's memorable. Like, remember Joe Azuzu?
Yeah, sure.
All he did was lie.
He's I don't know gone. Who that is. Who is Joe Azuzu?
No, a long time ago.
Yeah. Then he would come on and lie.
Yeah.
And the bit was he would you could never trust him and you remembered Azuzu because of him. I don't think anybody really thinks the Hamburglar is out in public stealing people's hamburgers. I think that it's a bit.
Ireland, his name is literally has burglar in it.
Right, but have you ever? Is there any video of the Hamburglar actually stealing a hamburger from someone?
I'm sure that exists. That it's a burglar.
I mean, what was the point of Grimace?
Grimace is just a shake guy.
Just a big purple guy.
He's just a big
purple
guy.
I have no
guy.
Problem with the hamburger.
Yeah, I think McDonald's is wrong for bringing back a burglar.
What's up, Foo?
That'll do it.
That's my hot take of the day.
All right, hey, when we come back.
Real quick, John. What's Up, Fools brought to you by Dos Hombres Mezcal. It gives you the more, just the right more, for those everyday moments with great friends that call for more.
All right, so when we come back, I want you guys to think about this during the break.
Yeah.
What is the worst professional take you have ever had?
Okay.
In other words, you went on the air, you ran with something, and you could not have been more wrong. I've got a couple of them, and I've got an example of one to play for you that is pretty bad, but we'll get into it next.
All right, Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.